Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. And the new day is Friday, 23 June 2023. So it's 6/23/23. That's the month. And we are just excited. We are excited with what God is doing, and we are grateful and thankful for allowing us again and giving us this day to come and call unto his name and stand on the gap, because we know it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his spirit. It is by his grace, his sufficient grace. There are some who went to sleep last night and they did not wake up. There are some who woke up early, early this morning to do whatever they wanted to do, go wherever they wanted to go, but they did not make it. They ran into an accident or something happened. But we are here and we are grateful. We thank God for what he is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We're just grateful for God's grace and that we can come together and pray a prayer of agreement. We are in agreement. There is power in agreement. There is power. You know, a three chord cannot easily be broken. And we know we have just more than three chords because we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are on our side. They are backing us up with what we are doing. And greater is he who is in us than he who is against us. And we are more than conquerors. So we're going to go before the Lord and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God, and good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We thank you, Good Shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you, Father God, this morning, yes, for leading us and guiding us, yes, be still waters. We thank you, Lord, yes, for refreshing our souls. We thank you for guiding us, yes, along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for giving God, the one who forgives us, the one who washed away all our sins. Yes, that our sins are forgiven and are thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. They will be remembered no more. And we pray that you give us a forgiving heart, that we learn from you. We will not hold anyone hostage in our hearts. We will not harbor unforgiveness to hinder our prayers. So we let them go. Whatever, whoever has been controlling us and we were harboring them in our hearts and not forgiving them, we let them go. We want to learn from you, a merciful God, a forgiving God, the one who is full of mercy and grace, who has so much compassion that blots away all our transgressions, that we learn from you, the one who cleanses us, who washes us with his hyssop and washes us clean. Even if though our sins were as scarlet, you still forgive us and wash them away. We pray, Father God, then thanking you for not even hiding your face away from us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for creating a pure heart in us this morning and forevermore, and renewing a steadfast spirit, yes, within us, Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, that you give us the strength, Father, yes, and the power and the encouraged to share the goodness that what you have done for us, Father, as you restore the joy of your salvation and giving us a willing heart, yes, to tell the world how good you are, what you have done for us, that serving you has saved our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, as we come before you with confidence, Father, because we believe you. We trust you, Father. As John said, this is the confidence that we have as we approach your throne, as we approach you, King of Kings, as we approach you, Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, as we approach you, the one who sustains us, the giver of life, because you are the life that we live. You are the breath, the air that we breathe. In the mighty name of Jesus, that if we ask anything according to your will, Father, and we know your will is your word, it is your desire, Father, that all men should not perish, but that they could come to repentance, that they will come to salvation. So that's the confidence we have, Father, and we know that you hear us, because you are not a deaf God. You are a hearing God. You are an active God in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know when you hear us, whatsoever we ask, Father, we know that we will receive what we have asked from you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We honor you for you who has begun a good thing. Yes, you have started a good thing in us, Father. Yes, and we know that you will complete it. You are not like men who start stuff and not finish. Some have projects they have started 2 years ago and it's still undone. Some have projects they started last year and last month and it's still not done. But you, when you start something, you finish it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you have begun a good thing. And you will carry it forward to completion, Father, until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus as we continue to believe and trust in you, because you are trustworthy. Yes, you are a trustworthy God. For some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. Yes, you are our strong tower, Lord. When we run to you, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Father. So we run to you. We run to you, Lord. Yes, our hiding place, our shelter, as we continue, Lord, to lift up our eyes. Yes, we lift them up unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, because the earth is yours, Father, and the fullness thereof, it belongs to you. The world and they that dwell in it, they belong to you. That's why we are not afraid. We are not intimidated, because we know you own the whole world, Father, in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, even Lake, Father, we are not concerned or scared of Lake, because we don't lack. We lack nothing. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. Yes, the Lord, our provider. You even provided this sacrificial lamb, your only son, your only begotten son, the one whom you sent and gave to this world, that all men should not perish but have everlasting life. if they obey and trust him. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that when they believe in him, yes, no one would perish. So we thank you, Jehovah Jireh, the one who provided that sacrificial lamb even to Abraham, our father of faith. Yes, you provided him the lamb when he was about to sacrifice his only son, and you provide, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We honor you. Not only are you a provider, but you are also our healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, or any other way, Father. Whether it's anxiety, stress, or depression, you are our healer. Whether it's nervousness, or even those who have lost the desire of life, who are suicidal, who just want to terminate their life prematurely, because we know it's the enemy who is the thief, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, Father. You are our healer. You restore us, Father. You heal every sickness and disease. Is, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you, Lord. So this morning we decree and declare that by your stripes we are healed. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are always there. You do not take vacation. This summertime, people have scheduled vacations with their families, with their friends, and some even companies are celebrating and taking time. They are celebrating X amount of years in existence, and they have all these things they do, giving people time out of work to do whatever, but you do not take time off. Yes, you are always there, always present. You are Jehovah Shammah. Yes, the one who is always present. The one who said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You said you are with us wherever we go. Even then, when the storms of life try to come to us, Father, they try to intimidate us, you are always there. We will always, if we listen and obey, we will always hear your soft, gentle voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Yes, we thank you, Father God. You said even if we pass through the waters, yes, the waters of life will not sweep us over. Even if we pass through these waters, these rivers of life, yes, will not overflow us. We will always stand. That's why our friends and family, they always wonder, why are we still smiling when things are not going so well? Because we have you, the one who gives us peace even in the midst of the storm. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, you even said, even if we walk through the fire, yes, the fire will not burn us. It will not scorch us. The flames will not even touch us. We thank you, Father, for your peace you give us in the midst of this storm, Father, because you are present. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are Jehovah Shalom. Yes, the peace you give us, the peace that only you can give. It cannot be bought by money, Father. It cannot be given as a favor by a friend or a family member. It cannot, even us as parents and grandparents, we cannot give our children this kind of peace. It's only you who give this peace, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that you promised in your word. You said, peace, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, and you do not give as the world gives. Yes, and to let not our hearts be troubled. We are not troubled at all this morning, Father. We are not troubled at all, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even afraid. We are not afraid. We are not scared, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we believe in you. We trust you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because we are not anxious for nothing. But this morning, in everything, Father, we come to you in prayer and supplication, and not forgetting to give thanks to you, Father, giving honor and thanks to you as we make our requests known to you, Father, as we make our petitions, yes, heard, you a hearing God. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. We lift up your banner this morning. Yes, Jehovah Nissi, we lift you up, Father. We glorify you, Lord. Yes, we magnify you, Lord of Lords, mighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the
Mystical.
One who was, who is, and is to come. We magnify you this morning. So my brothers and sisters, let us just praise God this morning. He deserves our praise.
Lord, we praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God, and we adore you, Lord God. We give the praise, the honor, and the glory, God. Love Jesus, God, you're moving by your spirit, Lord God. You're moving by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. That name, God, above every name, Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. We honor you and we adore you, Lord God. We bring to you, Lord God, the sacrifice of praise, Lord God. Love Jesus, Lord God. Moving by your spirit, God. Moving, Father God, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And that's the sound of that great name, Lord God. Every knee is bowed, God, and every tongue is confessed, Lord God. Send you, Lord God, to the glory of God. Love Jesus, God, that name that is above every name, God. Let the sound of that great name, Lord God. Give your name the praise, honor, and the glory, God. To be, Lord God, and the praise. Thanking you, Lord God, for power, power, prayer, Lord God. All that it does, Lord God, and all that it brings, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. If not greater, Lord God, not greater than you, Lord God. Morning by morning, God, do pray for you, Lord God. So we honor you, we adore you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. Realize that there's none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord God. So we worship you, Lord God, and we adore you, God. And we praise your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and by your spirit, God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The world is up now. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh Lord God, we thank you, God, for moving by your spirit, God, God, by your power, God, in the name of there's just no greater, Lord God, no greater than you, Lord God. So we thank you, God, we praise you, God, for activity of the limb, oh Lord God. We uprise in this morning, oh Lord God, calling our names, oh Lord God, giving us life, oh Lord God, once again, oh Lord God, breath to breathe, oh Lord God, understanding, oh Lord God, that you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, oh Lord God. Understanding, Lord God, and praising you, Lord God, that your will be done. Hallelujah, here on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just make me blind to what's ever negative. Make me deaf to negativity, but that I only see the goodness of the Lord, and I praise you and count my blessings. So I have been taking roll call this week, and it is good. It is good. All the blessings, all the good and the success that God has given me and he's giving us, it overtakes and is more than what the enemy is doing, you know. And sometimes the devil wants us to lose focus. It all plays in our mind. That's why we need our mind to be renewed by the word of God, because he wants us to focus on this little sparkle that is going on, this little negative, when there are big things happening. And we all, you know, overlook or don't see them, but they are mighty, mighty things God is doing. Even us sitting here this morning to just wake up, it's a miracle by itself. So we thank God this morning. Before I give you time to acknowledge who is here and those who have praises, to give their praises and prayer requests, to take prayer requests, I just want to share with you really quick what the Lord laid on my heart, and then so I'm going to ask you to mute your phones for me, please, so that we will not have the background noise, and then we will come back really quickly in Jesus' name. And I've been praying and asking God to help me, because when I get excited, I just kept on going and going, but I want to be mindful, and I'm working on it, so pray for me. I'm working on that. I get excited, and I just get lost in his presence. I get lost in just the goodness of the Lord. So I do know that he is not a God of disorder. So I still need to enjoy and get lost in the Lord, or enjoy, relax in the Lord, but still being mindful and being in order. Amen. So our scripture of the week, this week of June 23 and the year of our Lord 2023, is Psalm 5 verses 11 and 12. Psalm 5 verses 11 and 12. And it reads, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." And there are different versions. They say it differently. One version says, "Let all who take refuge be glad. All who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them." So different versions, they say it differently, but the bottom line is everything is glued by faith. Everything is pertained by the word of God, that you trust his word. And here David, because we know the psalm was written by David, and David is saying, "Let us all those that put their trust in thee rejoice." So it is guaranteed that when you trust God, they, it comes with joy. It comes with happiness. You rejoice. It's not driven by circumstances. It's not driven by situations. It's not driven by what your enemy is doing or what the enemy is plotting to do. Because even the word tells us, you know, that no weapon formed against us that will prosper. So they can go and form their spears. They can go and craft their weapons, but they will not prosper. They will not be successful, because we trust God and because we are protected. Not only are we filled with joy, but let them ever shout for joy, because we rejoice, but we also shout. It shows up. This joy, that's why your family members, that's why your friends, your co-workers are confused. They wonder what is wrong with you, because you are going through the same hassles and battles like everybody else. when people get say, I was so encouraged, I didn't even mention this to my sister Darlene, that although she was sick, and many of you, you do the same thing. You are not feeling well in your body, but you still show up to the battlefield and fight and, you know, intercede for others and still praise God and shout for joy. Because we do not go by what we see. We don't go by what we feel, but we operate on faith. And as we persevere on faith, as we keep on going on faith, everything will line up. Our bodies will end up lining up with the word of God. And here, David is reminding us, and he is making a big announcement and saying, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. That means if you don't put your trust in God, you can't rejoice. You'll be controlled by situations and circumstances. You'll be controlled by what is going on, you know. But we, as we trust God, I was sharing with someone not too long ago, and I said, you know, sometimes you go at a place, you just, it's either the atmosphere has to change and line up with you, but in your spirit you will feel, and sometimes the Lord or the Holy Spirit will tell you it's time for you to leave. It's time for you to go. You separate yourself from that situation, from that circumstance, because we are led by the Spirit. And as we rejoice, we have to shout for joy. That's what we were doing, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I just thank God for this platform. Even if you miss Mondays, I encourage you to partake on Mondays. And Sister Marie will also encourage us to make a joyful noise and sing. Some of us, we are intimidated. They are being like, oh, I'm not a singer, I'm not this. But we just make a joyful noise. It doesn't matter whether you are in tune or you are out of tune. But that our God deals with our hearts. So we make a joyful noise unto the Lord to exhibit, to show off this joy, this rejoicing we have. And why do we do that? He even says, because thou defendest them. Because our God defends us. He is our defender. He is the one who fights all our battles for us. Let them also that love thy name be joyful. Because when you say you love God, you are joyful. There is this song, my grandson used to play it a lot. They, do you love God? You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't know the whole way, but I thought that was so cute. What's wrong with you if you love God and you have a frown face? You can speak to your face, speak to your how you carry yourself. And command it to line up with what is going on inside of you. That your spirit, you are full of joy. You are full of his grace. And then you have to show it out and let the world know. For thy Lord will bless the righteous with favor. So it just doesn't end there. There is more into it. As we do what we and show the joy and praise him and trust him. And mind you, we have to follow the word. Everything lines up in with the word of God and be obedient to his word. And then when God blesses, he blesses the righteous with favor. And that favor will encompass you as a shield. He will shield us. He will protect us. He will cover us. And I am just excited because we have that kind of a God. That's the one we serve. And when we do that, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Even when our bodies do not line up, but that joy, it strengthens us. It gives us courage. And it transforms us when we trust God. So to trust God is to believe in the in his truth, and the truth is his word, and to be to believe that he is the giver of strength. He is able to strengthen us. So when it comes to trusting God, that means believing in his strength. that we rely on him. He is a reliable God, and his word and his ability and his strength, we believe in the whole package. That's trusting God. That's where our joy comes from. And the word of God and the Bible, the word is true. And the word says God is not like men that he could lie. So his word does not lie. His word is truth. He is our keeper. He is trustworthy. And we can build this faith and this trust through his word. And faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. That's why we are encouraged all the time to rely on his word and to trust in his word. Even from the beginning, from salvation, that's where it also begins. As we get saved, we trust God. And by faith comes also repentance. We believe that we have repented. When we ask for forgiveness, he forgives us, and he cleanses us with his hyssop and washes us clean. And it also comes and increases as we continue to do his word. And I was just encouraged this week to just trusting God and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Because even Psalm 28, this same David, on Psalm 28, verse 7, he says, the Lord is my strength and my shield, in whom my heart trusts. I trust him. I am helped, so my heart rejoices. With my song, I praise him. So David was a worshiper. He worshiped God. He praises God. He was a praiser, and he praised God. So in everything we do, whatever we do, let's trust in him. Let's depend on him joyfully, because he deserves it. And he is giving us the joy and the peace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So the lines are open. We're going to go ahead and acknowledge who is here. And if you have a testimony or a praise report, you can do so. And we will also go ahead and take a prayer request. The lines are open in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to thank you, Pastor Scalasa, for the word and just the encouragement and just the motivation just to get up and make a joyful noise before the Lord no matter what. And I just thank God today for just being able to be in my right mind and make that joyful noise and just let God know just how much I appreciate him this morning. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Linda Taylor, and I'm asking for prayer. I have on my right side static nerve, my hip and side, and I'm asking for prayer. And I just thank and praise the Lord, the word that went forth, no matter what. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I'm trusting in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I just thank God for that word of the word this morning, and the shout out of praises unto the Lord. That was, you know, it's making a joyful noise unto the Lord. That really blessed me this morning. I thank God for that word. I do have a prayer request. I'll continue to pray for this healing in my with this whatever is going on with me, and also pray for my daughter with traveling grace and mercy that is traveling in parts of Africa. Thank you.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for today. Thank God for just being here. This is Darlene B., and I'm just so grateful that the Lord continues to show himself large and mighty. And as Pastor Scholastica was sharing this morning, I was just thinking about how when I was going through this process with this virus in my body, I mean, you know, I normally try to get up and do my praise before I get started in the day, or if I don't do it right away, I do it some point during the day. And I was thinking, you know, some of those days I was moving so slow and I just barely had the energy to do it, but I was still going through the house and playing my music and doing my joyful dance before the Lord. And so it is important that we press through the circumstance. I do appreciate that word that you brought this morning and sharing with us to trust in the Lord, and don't let the circumstance make you not do what God would have you to do. Just praise him anyhow, because he does tell us in his word that he inhabited the praises of Israel. So that's why we know if he did that for them, he's inhabiting our praises. So we keep the praises going each and every day, even during the course of the day. When you're in your car, anywhere, just be encouraged that God is looking at what you're doing for him, because, you know, we ask a lot of him, but we do need to give him the praise and honor and glory. And so this morning I do want to pray for the country, the United States of America. I mean, there's just always something wild and crazy going on. Pray for the spirit of murder. There's so many people getting killed. Seems like every day here in this area, several people are just getting shot dead, people getting angry, talking with bad intentions, and then maybe somebody say, well, shoot me, and then somebody shoot them and kill them. And so, you know, it's like life does not really mean anything to a lot of people. And so we want to pray for that demon of murder to be destroyed, including the demon of suicide. I mean, that's a murderous demon too. So we want to pray that God will help the people to look to him, because he's the one who can help us and all of these situations that we're going through. Praying for protection of our children as they go through the summertime. Many of them are out there doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Some of them are just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And just praying for covering, and that they will come to Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord, Savior, and King. And I also want to keep my daughter and her husband and the four children, Jamila, Ben, Celeste, David, Abraham, and Benjamin, keep them in prayer, if you will, to keep the peace in the home. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I just need to say what I got on. I heard her say, you don't love God? I love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I need to say I truly, truly, truly love God. And for me to even share that, because it's on my heart, I do. I love God. And I love thou for just loving God. And I guess that's why I keep dialing in, because you love God. And I thank you for the part of your service that you shared this morning with us. God bless you. And yes, I do love God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning, Sister
Yes, good morning, Sister Lucinda here. Thank you for the word going forth, and everyone on the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Fellowship here. I'm very grateful for, and I have a prayer request for my friend Angelia and her optimal health and wellness. Amen.
Okay. Praise God. So let us go before the Lord with this prayer request and this prayer need, and pray for the state of our nation and as a country, and again as to this spirit of murder and suicide. It's like every day somebody's killing somebody somewhere. And again, it's the spirit of suicide. I received a couple calls earlier this week with people, you know, having loved ones. Actually, one of them was the auntie of this young boy, 19 years, taking his own life. So the enemy is just terminating people prematurely with all the potential. I mean, 19 years, you haven't even lived life yet. You haven't even started. And they maybe just take it away from us. He just doesn't rob that family, but he robs us as a nation and as a people, because in the long run, we all win if somebody lives and, you know, fulfill their potential, what God has installed for them. And continue praying for the families and healing for those who need healing, and traveling nurses for those who are traveling, and anything else you can think of. So let us go before the Lord together and bring this request, make them known unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Name, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father,
that we can come before you with repetition.
In the name of Jesus,
that
call healing on our sister Linda T. Wild.
Oh, God.
Yes, whatever is going on with her nerve and on her right side. I just pray, Father, that you align us with your word. And
we know you, Lord
God,
as Jehovah, our healer, Lord God.
Father,
Lord God,
Hallelujah. Thank you for those who have been. We thank you, Father, for
I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.